All right, I just wanted to mention at the beginning of this year, we talked yesterday about Kavishon and Klisheni, and so I found with a certain sefer a chart that has the shittas from several different achronim as to what exactly the shita is of Yad Zodis Bo. So just according to this, I'll read it to you. According to the Chazon Ish, or Chaim Siman Lamed Zayin, Sukkot Mevog, the Shir Yad Zodis is 40 degrees centigrade, which is 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Or Letzion, there's a Mosek, Chelik Beis, page Reish Lamed Vav, says that the lower Shir is 104 degrees, but the upper Shir, again, it's mentioned as a Chumana Kula, is 80 degrees centigrade, 178 degrees Fahrenheit. But Moshe Feinstein, that's the tshuva that I put on the Mar Makomos, he writes that it's 110 degrees Fahrenheit is the lower amount, and 175 degrees is the higher amount. And Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the tshuva Simin Cheshlomo that I also referred to in the Makomos the other day, Simin Tzadi Alas Mches, says 113 degrees Fahrenheit or 45 degrees centigrade. The Shabbos Kolchosa accepts that as the lower shear, again 45 degrees centigrade, 113 degrees Fahrenheit, and the upper shear is 175 degrees Fahrenheit. Rav Aaron Kotler said it's 120 degrees or 49 degrees centigrade, and Midos is Shirei Torah, like I said, Rav Chaim Noah, 126 degrees. Okay, so you have different, more or less, I mean, they're more or less, it ranges from 110 degrees to 175 degrees. That's the shear of Yad Zodis Bo. Okay. I wanted to mention that I came across it in a certain sefer and a whole chart about it. What I want to discuss today is the issue of Irui Rishon. Irui also is halacha lemaisa. We mentioned yesterday that Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is halacha lemaisa in terms of the fact that most of our situation that we deal with in terms of utensils, just put it aside, utensils, let's say a person, I mentioned yesterday, a person yarshins, silverware, or stuff that's not put on the fire from a relative that wasn't Shomer Shabbos, or a person who became from himself by kashering, kashering silverware. Sometimes it's a big expense. So that's what we discussed yesterday. But Iru is also halacha lemaisa. What Iru means is you have something in a kli rishon, right? You pour it onto something. And a pretty good example of that would be a standard sink, which we spoke about a little bit in Basar Cholov. I showed you tshuva from Moshe Feinstein, talks about a sink, Samach Yud Nun Kuf. I think we went through that at that time. So if you have milchiga dishes, let's say, and fleshiga dishes are both dirty and you put them in the sink together, or you have, less common in our kitchens, but you have treif stuff and kosher stuff, you put them together in the sink at the same time, and you pour boiling hot water from a kli rishon, so that would be called irui. Okay, so again, the question is, what is the status of irui? Is it like a kli rishon or is it like a kli sheni? We defined yesterday, according to the Rishonim, the definition of a kli rishon for sure. We have a bishul d'orais, and certainly blius d'orais is when there's a fire underneath it, or mahalak tachto. We saw the Rishonim yesterday. And according to the way most learn, if it's off the fire, kli rishon shaloh agave eish, that's that harchoka that the Rishonim talked about, that we saw yesterday, that's also considered, at least the rabbanim, to be and a kli sheni, we assume, is not mavash. We'll discuss whether it's mavliya and so on. But in any event, the question is, what is the status of Iru? So if you sort of my makamos, so you have a number of different sugyas. I'm not going to go through each one. There's several different sugyas with Tosas in a few different places. One of the sugyas is the sugya of Tatar Gavar and Ilo Gavar, and Psachim Ayin Hayamid Beis, going over to Ayin Vav, Amid Aleph, again, which we learned when we did Basa B'Challah. Clearly, and certainly as we'll see in a moment, that's the position of the Rashbam. Pouring something hot onto something cold is exactly the case of, in a tatal gavar ilo gavar. It's the same mitzvah. So iru in a certain sense is very similar, and therefore that machlokas will play a role. So you have that sugi in Psachim on the Ayin Vav. You have the sugi in Shabbos daf Membeis, that mishnah we touched on yesterday, ba'ilfa, sakadera, etc., etc. And there's an important tosis, the Vemasi Avol. There's a sugi in Zvachim, Tzadi Heim and Beis, when this comes up, an important tosis there, the Lassim Iru, it's a long tosis, it goes from Tzadi Heim and Beis over to Tzadi Vav and Aleph, but I printed the Marma Kamas with a section of the tosis that's what I thought was most important for our discussion. And then there's also a sugi in Avodah Zarah, Hayin Dal and Beis, with a tosis there, Dibra Masul Dorash Rova. So what comes out is Let's look at the sugi in Shabbos. The sugi in Shabbos, the Mishnah says you can't put something into a kli rishon. Putting everything else is mutter, and a kli sheni is mutter, right? Kli sheni is not bevashel. That was that tosis. The question is, what about iru kli rishon? So there we had a machlokas in the balei tosis. The Rashbam is of the opinion in the tosis in all those sugis that I just mentioned. The Rashbam is of the opinion that iru kli rishon is like kli sheni. Okay, the status of kli sheni. Once it's no longer on the fire and it's not in the pot, and as we said, in ala eish, kli rishon ala eish, that's for sure. Okay, kli rishon shalo, kli rishon shalo agave eish, we said, is probably that harchoka that the Yerushalmi talks about. So we consider that also. What about kli? So iru kli rishon, where the iru means that the stuff, the liquid is coming out, right? It's no longer in. When it lands on the other item, it's no longer connected to that kli rishon. So the Rashbam is of the opinion that iru kli rishon is like kli sheni, and the Tam and the Ri are of the opinion that no, iru kli rishon is like a kli rishon. It's like kli rishon shalal gabayish, but it's like a kli rishon. It's not kli rishon gabayish, that's for sure. But it's okay. So that's, and then so whatever it can accomplish in terms of bishul. In terms of klivishon shalal gabayish, can be accomplished by an iru klivishon as well. Whereas according to Rashbam, no, klivishon is not going to be iru klivishon is not a vashu, like klisheni is not a vashu. Yeah.
By definition, iru is acceptable.
We'll talk about that. We'll get that. Okay. Now, yeah. Oh. All right. So that's the that's the basics of that machlokas. We'll see a little bit later. The Tosan of Avodah Zarah has a sheet of Baruch who says that it's a kind of a middle sheet. We'll see that the Iri Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kli Klipa. It's not Vashel at all, like Kli Sheni. It's not like Kli Rishon Shagav Lo Gabesh, but rather it's Mevashel Kidei Klipa. Okay, so again, the Pashtus is, and this is what the Rashbam holds, that the issue of Iri, the Sugi of Iri, relates to the machlokas in that sugim psachim of Ayin Vav, Rav and Shmuel, machlokas with the law gover, tatar gover. We pass him like Shmuel, the tatar gover. So therefore, it's the mistaber that if something cold falls onto something hot, that is a problem, tatar gover. Or something hot falls on something cold, so that's not a problem. So therefore, the Rashbam says, well, that's iruy. Okay, so Rashbam takes his cue from the sugim psachim, it's not a problem. Right, it's iru kli rishon means that something hot lands on something cold. So that's a classic case of tatar gavar, and therefore he would hold that it's mutter actually to pour water from a kli rishon to Rashbam. Again, it's not our issue, but just it's the same sugya. Okay, according to Rashbam, it would be mutter to pour water from a kli rishon onto an uncooked food on Shabbos. Okay, because he said that's not cool. That's at least the rice. Okay, it's tator gavar. Okay, so it's the cold is the bottom one, so it should be mutter. It's not mevashel. However, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees in several of those sugyas. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. He says the truth is though, if you remember, we had that sugya. Again, you look back in the Mamakomis, you look in the sugya Pesachim. The Gemara admits that there even according to Shmuel, okay. That there is, remember the Gemara had the lotion Ademeker Leh, it's in source 4 on these sheets, the later part of the sugya, the bottom of the page, Ein Vov Med Aleph, after presenting Rav and Shmuel, the top of the page, so the bottom of the page is the Tanya Kavas and Shmuel, okay? So it says, Kevin the Chamu Ademeker Leh, EF Shad Lobola Porto. When it cools off, we actually had the discussion as to what that meant. But anyway, Ademeker Leh, but when it cools off, so there is some sort of bli as well, that's Ibn Tam holds, okay? Ibn Tam understands from that Gemara, that you see as the cooling takes place, when the hot goes on to the cool, okay, it's a tator gavar, but while the cooling takes place, there is some sort of bliya. That's what Tom holds, that there's bliya at least in the klipa, okay? So there is some sort of bishul, all right? And the Rashbam would argue, we spoke about this yesterday, also, yeah, there is bliya, but there's not bishul, okay? Which again is not bliya is not a problem at Shabbos, bliya is a problem by Yisavet. Okay, and that's again that part of that machlokas whether bli and bishul are intertwined or not. Rashbam would have to, based on that sugi, would have to distinguish between the two, and they're going to tell him, with that. But anyway, basically, the machlokas between the balei tosis is whether bishul occurs via iru or not. And again, it has an afkamina for us in Hilchos Tarovos and Hilchos Isavahatim. there is a shita, there is a Tosas in Zvachim, that I mentioned before, is that one Tosas in Zvachim, that has an opinion that Iru is actually Chumra, which is, goes against HaTorah Gavar, okay, and it's Mevashel Kdei Kula, that Iru can Mevashel completely. And here is where the issue comes up of Nisam Kiluach or not. That's the Balei Tosas there explain in Zvachim, that there's a difference between Irish and Nifsa, Eidon Nifsa, Kiloch, or yes, Nifsa. What is the Kiloch? The Kiloch means the flow. So when you pour something out of a kettle, or out of a pot, or anything, so there, at a certain point, the water is in the air, right? Let's say just pouring from a kettle into a cup, okay, into a teacup. So when you pour it out, the water is, it's connected. The water is still connected to the water that's in the pot, that's in the air, that lands in the cup. And you put it, it's called lo eno or lo nifsak ha-kiluach. The kiluach, the flow, is not interrupted. Okay? As opposed to what's called nifsak ha-kiluach. I guess sometimes you can, I don't know if you fire spritz something, you know, so it flies through the air. You know, and it's not connected. There's no kilo. There's no continued flow. The water is flowing through the air. That's called nifsak hakilua. So the Balei Tosas there in Zvachim say that when the Gemara says that Irui is mavli in the klipa, that's only a nifsak hakilua. But ain't nifsak hakilua, but not. That's how it resolves the sugya. So anyway. So again, that is a machlokas. We show them in machlokas and Balei Tosas as to how to learn the status of Iru. That's what's most important for us, whether it's like klimishon or it's like klishen. A possible nafkamina is in that other Tosas, the Tosan Avodah Zorah, and the Ayin Dalet. Okay, the sugi there is that the Gemara says that if you have the sugi of the Gemara, you have something called a navo, nun ayin vod, hey, it's like a wine press. I should explain that, I printed it on the seats. Where the word comes from. But anyway, it's some kind of a wine press which had become used to Yayin Nesek, you know, a goyish of wine, and you want to kasher it, you can't just, you know, dip that into a pot. It's a big wine press. What you do is you use hot water, you kasher it through scalding, you know, by pouring boiling water over it. Pouring boiling water over it. So, Rabbi Tom wants to say that you see from here, that again, that how are you doing it? What's the mitzvah? What are you doing? You see from that sukkah, says Rabbeinu Tam, that pouring it from a kli rishon, iru, kli rishon, is like a kli rishon. That's why Hagolah works. It's considered still to be, you know, the bubbling hot water. It's like putting it into the, you can't put this thing is too big to put it into a pot to kasher in the ordinary fashion. And sometimes this comes up. People kasher the sink for Pesach, right? People kasher, what do people do? I don't know what most people do. They have if you have a metal, if you have a porcelain sink, so many people you buy an insert of some sort. Okay, you can't catch it with a metal sink. People take hot water off the kettle and boil bubbly hot water, you know, 212 degrees, right before it turns into steam, and you pour it all over the metal. Right, you pour it completely over the. That's it. No, that's not how most of you catch it. Akasha sinks with Pesach, so it's the same this week, I guess, right? So, that says Rabbeinu Tam, that's that Gemara, that you talk about this wine press. Okay, so you do it by this Kli Rishon. So apparently, you see from there, says Rabbeinu Tam, that Iri Kli Rishon is like to be putting inside the Kli Rishon, that's one of his rights. Ashbam disagrees. And to know it's a special din over there by the wine press, you can't use it by kasher in a pot, really it's usually klisheni. That's an exception to the rule. Okay? The only understanding also the issue of nifsak hakiluach or not nifsak hakiluach will also help us understand how we can sort of justify, in a certain sense, the Rashbam is right. If we paskin tator gavar, if we paskin a shmul and tator gavar, so how can you say iru is like a kli rishon? Those two things don't seem to go together. Okay, so some want to say this. The Heter wants to say, that I printed in my makamos, that there's a, you know, a difference when the, you know, when the heat source, the source of the heat is there. Okay, in the case of Irui, okay, we don't say Tato Govar, okay, because it's still connected to the source of the heat. When it spills, it's removed from the source of the heat. That's a possible answer. What's that? Yeah, I'm saying that's a possible answer, explaining that view. Now, the further machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch over here, just to wrap this piece of it up, which I guess we'll do it out of order, but the machlokas in Rambam and the Shach, by Yairish and Nifsak HaKiluach, Sif Gimel. Let's read inside. Nafal Isser Cham Batoch Etercham, the Klivisha. Afilis Sitzon Batoch Etercham. Akol Osu Tor Gavar. Okay? The Tor Gavar Ali, or Mechamad, Shemafu Batacha. Ains are from the Etter Tzonim, the Toch Isser Cham, Shakol Osu. Avil Me'elion Cham Batachto and Tzonim, Eno Osu, Kli Klipa, Afil Me'elion Cham, Isser. Okay? Bechol Zemari, again, it's right from the source of the fire. But the at the end, the Shach writes, just a moment, find the right point. But the Shach here notes that, the, in other words, what happens if we pass him an Irui, the Irui Shen Nifsak HaKiluach, is that's not considered Irui, so does that mean there's no Bli at all? Does that mean there's no Bli at all? Or Irui Shen Nifsak HaKiluach, it doesn't accomplish, it's not, there is Bli, okay, and it would require some sort of a Klipa, but that's a Machok, I just can't find the Shach. Can't find it on one. I think it's somewhere else. Okay. To summarize, basically, we have it as follows. Because there's going to be now a secondary machlokas that I put in the Mamar Kamos from the other Rishonim trying to expand on the view of the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Bottom line, when it comes to Bishul Kli Rishon, which is again, the distinction when it's Ala Eish and Shalach, Abba Eish, with Yad Saletis Post. So we saw Marshal had the Chumah by Dover Gush. I explained that yesterday. But the Marshal said everything is also Midrabanan. And the Shach said it's only also Kadei Klipa. Again, that's Bishul, the Kli Rishon, which is Ala Eish, but it's not Yad Saletis. Remember the Marshal had that double Chumah, that even if it's not Ala Eish, and even if it's not, like I said yesterday, right? Even if it's not Yad Saletis, it's still also Kadei Kulam, also Kulam Midrabanan. And the Shach disagrees. He says also if they clip, and the Taz disagrees further. It says mutal gamar. Okay, that was the machlokas made yesterday. As far as ir from Kli Rishon, so it comes out that the Rashbam and many other Rishonim hold that ir Kli Rishon is considered like Kli Sheni. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it looks like the Rambam holds that way, and others ir Kli Rishon is mevasha like a Kli Rishon. The question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam and that second group, is it like Kli Rishon mamish or only mevasha to the klipa? In other words, again, according to Rabbeinu Rashbam and many other Rishonim, it's not Mevasha at all. Iri Kli Rishon is like Kli Sheni, it's not Mevasha at all. According to Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim, it is Mevasha, it's a Machlokas now, there's a sub-Machlokas within the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. How much is it Mevasha? Is it Mevasha Kulo, like it's Mamash like a Kli Rishon totally? Or it's more like it's Kadei Klipa. So I printed in the Mar Makomas, the Mordechai, in Avodah Zarah Siman Tov Tov Nun Ches, the Ran and Shabbos Tav Chof, and others who are machmer, they hold on. Once you say like Rabbeinu Tam that it's that Iri Kli Rishon is Mashal, it's Mashal Kulo, it's treated like Mamish like a Kli Rishon, and the Tosis and the Rosh and Tosis there in Zvachim had one sheet like that, and the Rosh in Shabbos Paragimel Sif Tezayin says it's Mashal Kadei Klipa. Okay, and what I printed in Mamar Komos over here Siman Samech Ches Sif Yud. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is in Hilchos Melicha. Okay, this is in Hilchos Melicha, Siman Samech Ches, Sif Yud, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, regarding the following issue of putting hot, sometimes it's easier to get the feathers off of a chicken and pouring hot water to loosen it up, but the problem is, it's a problem with dam. Okay, because now you have the hot water, the dam will be absorbed. So with the Shulchan Aruch writes, "V'chein lo yaralem miklibisham." The ira, can they die with klipa saor? Okay, can they klipa is sufficient. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, ira from a klibisham is all mavashal. Can they klipa? And that's how the Shach writes in that long Shach and Sukkot Nei. Okay, that long Shach and Sukkot Nei that we read about yesterday also has a number of these key points, and he refers to this psak of the Shulchan Aruch that we paskin. Again, the Shulchan Aruch actually brings the Shulchan Aruch over there, paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rush, that it's Mevashel only Kedei Klipa and not Mevashel all the way. So that's what Rabbeinu Baruch said in that Tosin of Avodah Zarah as well. Okay, the only thing is that the Prima Gadim, in the Mishpitzo Zov, here in Sukkot and Dalet, it says that according to the Taz, and likewise according to the Maharshal, you should be choshesh for those Rishonim who learn like Rabbeinu Tam, and not like Rabbeinu Tam according to Rush, but like Rabbeinu Tam according to others, that it's Mevashel Kulo, not just Kedei Klipa. If you all Ira Klipa Rishonim Mevashel Kedei Kulo, she says it's only Mutter Mehefse Beruba to be Mekel on Kedei Klipa. So it comes out that it's a machlokes. I think the widespread situation today is to view it as Kedei Klipa. Okay, so that's this issue in terms of Ira. Just a few what I call the general ha'aris on this point. There is a discussion. I have the sheet here. The Isra Heter. Take a look at source. Source beginning out of base, source 23. Save Isra Heter. Isra Heter. Aruch Shara Lama Dala. Shelo. Being Bekarat Sarf Samad Negev Kula Fisham Arla Kama Pamit. What happens if you pour it onto this several times? So there were several Eruvs. Is each Iru in other? Okay, so we're going to say the Iru Klivishon the way we assume, not like the Prima Gana Matsi Machmer, the way we assume, like the Rush learns in Rabbeinu Tam, the Shach says, that we'll say that it's only Mevashel Kedei Klipa. What if it happens several times? Is each time a new absorption? In other words, there's each time I'm Ma'aru, each time I pour something on it, there's multiple Iru's, so to speak. Look, Shema'aru, like Kampam, Nishma'abu, Kolpam, Ba'olech, Ba'olech, Me'de Yom, Yom, Bekula, Dafkun, and that's the question which the Yisrael is bothered by. So he says,
meaning that the bleels going to get thicker.
Yeah, in fact, will the bleels keep going in? Go weiter in. That's really what he asks. And he's machmer on this. He says, if you do it multiple times, so it's not going to just be kedei klipa, if it happens once, okay. So, but if you keep pouring, you know, multiple times, so then each time is going to be a deeper, so to speak, a deeper bleel, and you have to take that into account. But they refer to in source 24, the Chavis Das. Here back in Siman Sadi Hey, in the Birum Sukkot and Tez, disagrees, and he says, no, it can't go in past Kedei Klipa. You can do it 100 times. That just doesn't have the ability, the capacity to go in beyond. So it's, again, the Chavis Das, the Isvet is a Risho, but the Chavis Das assumes that that's the halacha. There's another interesting thing someone mentioned yesterday. You may have come across the term, Maflit u'mavliya ke'echot. We discussed this once in the past also. Okay, a Kli Rishon is so hot that it has the koach to actually extract tam from one, and not only that, but put it into something else, right? That's called maflit umavliyah, right? In other words, a Kli Rishon, the heat is intense enough that it takes the tam out of one solid and put it in another at the same time. That's what it means, maflit umavliyah ke'echad, all right? So the liquid in a Kli Rishon, we assume, can penetrate all items that are in that Kli. It's Maflit and Mavliya. The question is, where does Iru fit in that discussion? Okay, does Iru have the power, can Iru take the treif flavor out of a piece of meat and, you know, put it into something else? If you have a few things on the sink or in a big pot or something like that, does Iru have the capacity also to be maflit umavliya? Kli Rishon does. So again, we said that Iru Kli Rishon is also like Kli Rishon. We said though that there are obviously differences. We paskin like a Rabbeinu Tam that it's we paskin like the Russians read of Rabbeinu Tam that it's Kedei Klipa and so on. So it's not quite. So the question is, what about on here? So back in Siman Tzadi Hei, Siv Gimel, okay, let's look at it inside. Back in Siman Tzadi Hei, Siv Gimel, the Ramoad Paskind.
That's our case, right?
I poured hot water. You had milking and flashing dishes in the same bin, in the same sink at the same time. That's the case. Mayim roskim she'ein on shabbos v'lo shacholov al kelim shabbos v'lo biyachad afilu shuman dovek v'am al kol shori de'ein iroi kekli rishon mamish she'yaseh she'hakelim she'ma'arelem yivlu'u zeh mizeh. So that's how Ramot Paskin Siman Tzadi Hei, that here iroi kli rishon does not have that capacity. It's not really like fully like a kli rishon, that it cannot be mafliq or mavliya when it comes to two different kalim. So therefore, if all your dishes are in a sink, okay? If all your dishes are in a sink, so even if there's ba'en there, and now you put hot water into the sink, so basically what you have is irui, which could be a klipa problem, maximum, okay? If it went directly to the plate, but it cannot take the flavor of the fleshing plate and put it in the milking. In other words, not to encourage people to be careless, but it's really hard to tray from something in the sink. Okay, it's hard to tray something up in the sink, even if there's banded. That's what comes out. Okay, and just simply not strew. Even if you have fleshings and milkings, it's not enough. And there might be band there, but the it's only eerie in the sink, right? So the eerie coming out of the spigot is not enough to transfer the flavor from the fleshing into the milk. Yeah.
Even the Rambam would say that there is bikkurei.
He doesn't say it. It's true. He says it's all mutter. It's a maximum bikkurei. Yeah. Rambam says right. Rambam's lashon of this is a kol shor. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't do it. I'm saying, but I'm saying even according to those who should, the maximum would be also bikkurei. The worst thing would be also bikkurei. But the Rambam doesn't say that. Doesn't say that either. So that's just an important. I put that in the Mamar Komus here. Also that Rambam. To be aware of as well. The thing is, the shach, that long shach, points out another. The shach raises another. It seems to be a bit of a steer. Okay, so because if you put together what I just told you before about Hilchos Melicha, Siman Samaches, what I just said now in Siman Tzadi. Siman Tzadi Hei, it comes out a little bit of a steer, okay? Because in Siman Tzadi Chasif Yod, what you want to do is you take off the feathers again of a chicken, so you boil it in hot water, but you're pouring hot water on the chicken, so that means you're pouring boiling water on the chicken, but the blood is still there, okay? Because you want to get this stuff off before Malicha, so the blood is still, that should trade from the chicken, so therefore the Ramot there, Paskins, that you can't do this trick with the chicken and the kli rishon, unless you get rid of the blood first and so on. So you can't do it with the kli rishon. So how come here he says that by when it comes to the chicken, he says that you can't do it with the yiru, but when it comes to the dishes together, he says the yiru is okay. So based on that, there's someone want to make a chilek. Are we dealing with kalim or are we dealing directly with food? When it comes to kalim in a sink, so kalim are harder to, that's my word, I don't know, to penetrate. Kalim are harder to get into than a piece of chicken, right? So it comes to kalim, they need a stronger, something stronger than iru. But by chickens, the iru is strong enough to bring the flavor in. In other words, that rule we just said with the Ramo's own lashon in Siman Tzadi Hei is ain iru conclusion mamish yasha kalim sharlem ubalu zemizem. Okay, it doesn't work by kalim. It's not strong by kalim. By chicken, it would be. That's what some say. The shach doesn't accept that. Okay. The shach says it's not correct, and the shach says that lemaisa it's a steerus, so we're going to paskin one way. And he says we're going to paskin that a kli rishon can be maflit and mavliya even in a kli. So according to the shach, you have a problem with these things. All right, but that's a chumah. That's why for you know, many times. You know, I grew up certainly, probably in the apartment city. There's one sink, right? Okay, most of us grew up with one sink. Now you have a fancy kitchen, you have two sinks. But I didn't get away with it. So again, people have it separate plastic. What's it called?
Sink racks.
Yeah, separate. No, but not just the racks, but to wash it in the bin, right?
And
it's basin. That's all. Separate basin. No, that's all. I'm assuming that's what you have. They're a separate bay, one for milk, one for flesh, whatever. Okay, you can have that. But nevertheless, sometimes stuff spills it. But according to the Ramah, there's no problem anyway. So we rely on that Ramah Lakula. That's what I'm saying. I think the Shach is a good Kumar, but you can rely on Ramah Lakula. Okay. What's next over here? Is there Archa Shulchan? Oh, wait, we have the sheet. I'm sorry, I printed it. Is that on the sheet?
It's
on 30. Oh, 30, okay. Yeah, let's take a look at that. Okay, because that's the issue there is, do we say Tatar Gavar by Kalim or not? Okay, Tatar Gavar by Kalim. The Shach talks about Sipkot Yud over here. Okay. Hot Isser, which is a Yad Sodesbol, okay, onto a Kli, which was cold. Okay. So according to the Ramah, it's only Kedei Klipa. Okay, because the din of Tatar Gavar applies to the Kalim as well. Remember, the original case in Pesachim was not talking about the Kalim. The original case in Pesachim was talking about food. Okay, but the Ramah says it's Tatar Gavar by Kalim as well, and the Marshal disagrees. The Shach and the quotes the Marshal disagrees. Okay, and the Shach agrees with the Ramah that there is Tatar Gavar, and therefore if the Kli is cold, it's only us as Kedei Klipa. Okay, the Archa Shulchan writes the following. Let's see in Sifchot in Sifchav Zayin and Sifchav Ches here by us in Sim Kufay. B'charka Chosim Hichem Zay Tzel Zay Chomer the Bzei Tzel Zay Ain Kan Lo Tatov V'Lo Ilah Badinu Kmo B'Ilah Im Echad Tzonin Dai B'Klipa. Okay, for that's one thing he's talking about when they're not. There's no you have Kalim. It's not one on top of the other. It's one thing next to the other one. Okay. So he says, the sufficient of klipa, the chayvah the munachim zeh betzadze, enam dochim zeh zeh shechamen akula b'day b'klipa. V'im kol zeh, im shneim chamen alfabli she'en, well that's really, I want to really look at chav ches, we'll come back, and let's look at zeh chav ches. V'achar kach chosav, the iser she'en nicho b'kli heter. Okay, I have a iser food which is put in a non-kosher food, got put in a kosher pot. Omer b'zeh gam kein tatar gavar. We'll also say Takar Gavar Kemo B'Shnei Ochlin. That's like the Shach, like the Ramah, against the Marshal. B'Kavanoso Shem Hinichu Heter Roseach B'Ka'ar Shal Iser B'Hakar Tzonenes Amrin Takar Gavar B'Tzarcha Heter Klipa B'Dai B'Kah. Okay, so that's how the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin is against the Marshal, like the Shach, like the Ramah. Then we do apply the principle of Takar Gavar to Kalim as well. B'Dai B'Kah V'Chein Im Hinichu Iser Roseach B'Ka'ar Shal Heter. If you have a tzarch lichlok ha'kaara, okay, we came out from Shachshik on Zion and so on. Bim ha'kaara rosachas, but in the reverse case, if it's a hot plate, a hot pan, a hot utensil, the isur tzonim, the food is cold, and lichora, came to tatar gavar nesur kol ha'kaara, then it'll be also. Bechein im ha'kaara he shall isur, ba'machal he heter, if it's a treif pot, it's a kosher food, nesar kol ha'machal. The Kli Oser is Hamachal Af Belarote. Moshe goes over to Sof Sim Zayin. We'll get to that tomorrow. Bez Hashem. Omnam Lesar Karakula Yevshar Da'afil B'Tchivas Kafin Oser Mokum Shlo Nitcha. That's another different thing. You're not going to aser the whole plate, just a piece of putting food down in one spot, just like we're going to say aser under the spoon, other than where you stuck it in. Machinirka Da'akar B'Kol Gav Ne'Ein Tzarcha L'Klipa. Or Mokum Shlo Nitcha. The Kina Chomer Tvei. So the position of the Aruch HaShulchan is as follows. Let's say you have kosher food in a non-kosher kli. Okay, this is a typical type of case. By mistake, some kosher food was put down on a non-kosher kli. Okay? Now, if the food is hot and the kli is cold, then the food is also kli klipa because of tatar gova. Okay? If the food is cold and the kli is hot, then the whole food is also. Okay, then the whole food is also. If they're both hot, also the whole food is also. That's by a machal heter, shemunah, the kli isa. One that's our shulchan. In the flip side, reverse case, which is perhaps somewhat more common, you have a kosher kitchen, kosher utensils. By mistake, you ended up with some non-kosher food, and you put that non-kosher food into a kosher pot or pan. All right. So again, if the food is hot and the pot is cold, so then this, again the kli is also kede klipa. Okay, that's all. It's tator gavar. So the food is also the kli rather is also kede klipa. If the food is cold and the kli is hot, so then the kli becomes also kede klipa. All right. But if they're both hot, then the whole kli becomes also. So that comes out from the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah. This leads us into the last unit of this these malakomos, and that is the issue of heter l'toch iser. Okay, usually we're talking about iser l'toch heter. What about heter l'toch iser? Okay, we just touched on a little bit. You have heter l'toch iser. So here, and I think we once spoke this out also, there is a Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin, Parakei Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Machshirin, Parakei Mishnah Yud. Hama'ara mecham l'cham. It's a din of tumah tara. Okay, you have some hot liquid that is tahor, and some hot liquid that is tummy. And then they get mixed in. Mitzon and litzone. We mix them both cold. Or mecham litzone. Okay, so what's on top is tahor. Okay, mecham is tahor. Mitzon and litzone. But if you put it cold into the hot, then it's tummy. Okay, and this is about to know how this explained because again, it's basically tator gova, the same thing. Anyway, that's a din in Tum Vatara, which you see the same by tator gova. So the question now becomes, can I pour something which is cold, it's mutter, okay, into a hot iser? Cold, what happens if I pour something which is cold into hot iser? So the Mordechai, the Chulin, Parakas and Tovchin Teslov, it's source 32, says also, because what happens is when you pour the heter out of this kli, it's called nitzok. There's a connection. Okay, there's a connection between like a kiluach. There's a connection between what's underneath and what's over. So just like it would be tameh in that case, the Mishnah Machshirin says the Mordechai, it's going to be the same thing here. Because when you're pouring the heter, the cold heter, into the hot iser, so now the hot iser is now going to impact the flow of the liquid that's coming down into the base of the origin of the liquid, and therefore the item is going to be awesome. Because whatever is left in the kli out of which you're pouring is receiving, so to speak, from the iser into which it's being poured, into the bottom kli, and just like by the din of Timotum and Tara, it becomes tameh, so to over here, it's going to become treif. That's the position of the Mordechai. Others disagree, the Maharil, Shavuot Shuvos Maharil HaChadoshos, Simon Nun Gimel, he says it's mutter, because that's a special din only by Tum and Tara, okay? Because Tum and Tahara, why should Tum and Tara be different? Because Tum and Tahara is a din of touching, is a din of Negiyah. Okay, Tum and Tahara, what matters is touching. One thing makes something Tameh through touch. So therefore, by Tum and Tahara, since there is a connection, it's with touching, so to speak. So when that's touching, then that's enough to render it Tameh, that's the Mishnah Machshirin. However, when it comes to Issur Heter, the Issur is not what's touching. Okay, the Issur is this transference of flavor, and that's not necessarily a function. You know, that the flavor goes up from what's being poured into the vessel from which it's being poured, that's not necessarily the same thing. Okay, you have such a thing called nitzuk, nunyud sari vav kuf. By Tum v'Tahara, says the Ariel, but not by Basar Chala. Okay? And on the back page of Issur v'Heter Aruch, it's in Chavtas Ozvav, okay, the Issur v'Heter says, L'chatchila Osir, He says, because Besan Tata Gavar, and there's a connection through this Nitzup, but the evidence mutter. The evidence mutter. Right? That's the position of this set. They're kind of a middle position. And the Ramah here at the end, Paskins like the Issa Heter. Okay? The first that chose Mariel, but he says, Usur la'aros mikli sheyesh bo shuman kosher l'ner dolo sheyesh bo chela bo shuman iser. Okay, you can't pour from one into the other. Okay, and if you can't pour out, when it says usur la'aros mikli sheyesh bo shuman kosher, that means coal into something hot with its chela burning, because of the din of tator gavar. That's what Taz writes. It's a cotton vav. It's tator gavar, and it's connected to mitzvah because the hevel, so to speak, goes up. That's how the Shach explains. Okay, it's a little bit of a difference. The Taz says it's like the din of Tumen Tara. The Shach says, you know, the hevel, the steam, something that impacts it. Okay, but the Ramah concludes with the Eved ain't lochish. The Eved, you don't have to be choshesh. So fundamentally, the Chaber Paskins like the Chuvas Mariel. Okay, it's mentioned over here. But nevertheless, he says the Chatzkili should be choshesh for that shita of the Mordechai. But the Eved ain't lochish. The Taz and the Cotton Vav, okay. Okay. So that's that. Your question. All right. So that finishes up Sivkot and Gimel. Any questions? All right. So that's in terms of the din of Iru. The Mechaber continues now in Siv Dalet. It says as follows: B'med Dvar Mamuru. Kishenafal l'toch hatavshel, b'nei sharotev molech pleitas ha'isur ma'arvo b'chol hatavshel. Aval isur b'en cham b'en kar shenafal al atzli, she'etz al ha'esh, eno oser elo k'dei netila. So here we find again a distinction between bishul and tzli. Okay, if you remember correctly, and this will be the minute of tomorrow's Mamar Kalmas, if you remember correctly, we have the Mishnah that we saw numerous times in Chulin, the Mishnah of the Yerech, which was a special Magdi, okay, and we made a distinction there between Bishul and Tzli. When it comes to Bishul, there is gravy, there is liquid that moves stuff around, and therefore it's the language we're going to see later, Mifapeya and so on, and there's a difference when it's Tzli. So the Shulchan, the Mechaber writes, when do we say, we make a distinction between Nofal atoch hatavshil, Nisharotiv molech pleitos isum arbo v'kol hatavshil. Avil isur ben cham ben kar, shenofal atzli she'etz al ha'esh, eno oser elo kedei netila. That actually we're going to see is a three-way machokas. Okay, three-way machokas, how much with tzli. Okay, one of the sources of the discussion of tzli, by the way, is by Korban Pesach. Okay, Korban Pesach, we know the Torah tells us has to be tzli. Okay, for Sokhum and Unok, Bosh and Rush and Maim, Korban Pesach has to be Tzli. And if it is liquid, I mean, this is a question, I'll just digress for a moment, but the people asked about it. We have a minig, many people, so Ashkenazim, I don't think this far, they have a minig, I don't know if you not eat Tzli, and they eat roast, you eat roast, and eat the same thing, you're doing it. Both of them are committed. But Ashkenazim also, I don't know, but I think it's widespread by Ashkenazim. We don't eat sleep. We don't eat roasted meat. So the question is, well, how far, even if it's chicken, I mean, even though you couldn't bring the Korban Pesach out of chicken, it's really, it's a minig, that's a minig on top of a minig, a chumah on top of a chumah. I mean, the whole concern is nobody should think, just like we don't point at the Seder plate, you know, we don't point to the Zroah and we say, by Rabbi Gamliel, when the minig is to point to Matzazu, right? Mor is there. We don't say Pesach is there. It's not a Korban Pesach, right? In fact, there's even a kapeda when you're shopping for Pesach, not to say I'm getting this meat for Pesach, right? I'm buying this zelopet. This is for Pesach. So people think, oh, it's for Korban Pesach. Okay, so the question is, how far we take this chumah? Do we take it even to So some people, I think, will only eat like even chicken or turkey. They only boil chicken. Okay, they won't eat. Others will say that how do you determine? So the question is, what is cooking the item? Is the item being cooked by the fire, or is it being cooked by something else? There are some people, my wife grew up making, in her family, they ate roast turkey at the Seder, but it's always being basted. In other words, you keep spritzing, generally supposed to be a little turkey, I think, anyway, so it doesn't dry out. Like, so it ends up, it's a joke in the family, I always check every year, make sure you put the turkey in, put a lot of water, put a lot of water. But the water now is cooking, right? It's in the oven, but the water is cooking it, it's not like a steak or something, you put just no liquid at all, that's roasting. Okay, that you can't do, but it's cooked with a lot of water, so it's not a violation of this minute. So, in any event, when it comes to Korban Pesach, so it has to be completely tzli, and the definition of tzli is that the only thing there is fire, there is no liquid moving around. So, the Mechaber here makes a distinction, and he says that Isser Bein Cham Bein Kar Shenofal Al Atzli Sheitzlesh Eino Oser Ela Kedei Netila. Now, what is Kedei Netila? We discussed that in the past. You call Ove Rocha Va'etzba. Okay, it's like the width of a finger. Lefichach, says the Mechaber. Yerach, and we'll see the Mishnah tomorrow. Yerach Shetzolo Begido O Chatichas Isser Shetzolo Im Chatichas Heter V'no Gei Azeb Azeb Tzorach Lahasir Kedei Netila Saviv Hagib. You have two pieces. Sometimes, I wouldn't say that it comes up that often. But let's say, we discussed once before. You have a common grill, so you're cooking something, and someone else is cooking something non-kosher next to it, or it touches something non-kosher next to it. So the distinction is, if it touches, and then you have to cut kedei netila around the place where it cut. In touch about it. Bechain im nafal iser al chaticha shebekedera she chutz l'rotev. If something landed on a piece of meat, stick out chutz l'rotev. Velo near hakedera. You didn't stir it around. If you remember, we had a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Rashi and the Rivan, which Mechaber here refers to. Eino osa lechedera tila aval nibirotev l'Rashi kulo l'ria filin tzasa. Okay, so we're going to have to really have to look at the Sifdal of the Hay is really like in the Mechaber broken up into two, but a lot of different things that they all come together. The question is, can the flavor transfer around? And so the Mechaber here has a kula, and the Ramot doesn't say anything here. Ramot withholds his comments till the end of Sif Hay. Like I say, it's really Dal and Hay are one unit. So just read a little Vayter and Hay. Bamed var mamurim she'ein atzli osal kedei netila biyerech in gider kiyotzu b'davar kochush she'ein bo koch lefapeh b'chol achaticha. The Mechaber now makes a distinction. Are we dealing with meat which is fatty? Where again, that's almost like the liquid, even if it's roasted, but fatty stuff tends to move things around. Right, fatty kochush means non-fatty. Kochush is lean. Okay, so he says something like yerech and gido. That's kochush. Ein bo koch lefapeh b'chalachaticha. Aval gedi shamein. If you have something fatty meat, shetzolo b'chelbo. Im ein b'chalagdi shishim keneged chalachelef shebo. Also lechalafil rosh ozna. That's the gemara which we'll see at the beginning of the right of that mission. Shekevim shu shamein lefapeh b'chulo. Because when you have fatty, so that becomes classified to a certain extent like bishul, because there's something to move it around. Just like in bishul, the rotev moves it around. So here, the fatty parts of the meat move it around. But if it's kochush, even if you don't have shishim against the chelav, shavu ainu also kedenetila, then it's only kedenetila, like we said before, shachelav shavu heima kusha kochushu betivo, beinu mefapeya. Because chelav, even though chelav means fat, but the chelav, in halachically, chelav of a lean behema is considered kochush and beinu mefapeya. Bafilu chatichas isa kuchusha, vachatichas etesh, chatichas etesh, etesh, shenitzas, mashmena. We'll come back to that. Okay, then again, you have kedei netila. So this is the these two dinim we have to talk about. There's a shem. Minutes. We'll stop in a couple minutes. In terms of sif dal and sif hay, the. Ramo adds, "B'chol mevushel below rotev o afu dino ketzli b'chol dover." Okay, the Ramo makes an important comment. Mevushel and tzli are terms that people can define differently. So the Ramo tells us, what does mevushel mean? It's below rotev. Okay, that below mevushel below rotev. So that's a din of tzli or afu baked in the din of tzli. And then he says an important thing, which is really rooted in a Haggadah of the Rabbeinu Peretz on the Smak. Okay, and that is as follows: the Yesh Omrim. This throws a monkey wrench into everything. The Ein Anu Bekiyin Eze Mikra Kachos Shoshomim. And therefore, we Yesh Less of the whole Inyan Adi Kasamim. This whole, again, the Ramah reserved his comments at the end of the two sifim together, and now he throws a bomb. The other Rishonim that we'll see tomorrow. The other Rishonim Achokis, is it Kedei Klipa? Is it Kedei Netilas Makom? And those are the two opinions, and we saw the Mechaber passing the Dei Netila. But now the Ramah says, and again, it originates in the Rabbeinu Peretz on the Smak, Yesh Less of the whole Inyan Adi Kasamim. Adi Kasamah. He quotes several people who say this. Afili Kasamah Tzark and Tilas Mokom. Bahochi no. The Davka Visa Chela was Shar Isa the Shark was Sham Nunis. Abu Isa the Shark was Sham Nunis, who will bother accomplish in a Osa Rakade the Tila. Then the Ramor backs off a little bit. And Ramor says, no, but the Hafa Pichain, I'm going to be Makel if something doesn't have Sham Nunis in it, then we don't have to be so. In other words, certain things you can see. What type of meat is considered kochosh, what type of meat is shonah, we don't have bikiyas. But you can see situations where it's those shayach bashamunis, okay? And the Taz gives examples, okay? Certain seared veili, because there's certain things we never have fat in it, okay? Perhaps certain limbs or certain parts of the animal that don't have any shamunis, okay? For example, the Shach mentions dam. Right? Dam, there's no shamunis in dam. Certain things have no shamnunis, but by nature. So there, he's willing to be makel to only say there's a problem with kedei netila and not, and he wouldn't require shisha. But those are the minority situations, and the Ramah is machmir, they say, in most situations to require kudar kedei shisha. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, question.
What about either pieces of meat which are supposed to be very lean, or say turkey, which is by its nature to be very lean?
I'm not sure. I mean, turkey that doesn't have fatty in it, it's not fatty at all.
I don't think it's supposed to be.
But lean meat, I think, is not would not be, because there's always fat in meat, no? So if you got a particular cut that was meant to be. It seems to me that would go back to Ramo's lack of clarity. Both the examples of Taz and Shah gives are things that don't have, it's not Shayach. It's not it. I don't know, maybe I'll check it out for tomorrow, see if there are any practical cases. Okay, all right, we'll stop with you.